Welcome back to another episode of Cantina Talk. This will be our fourth episode. As always, I'm your host, Joshua Walsh, joined by my co-host, Aiden. And today, we will be discussing Star Wars prequels versus the Star Wars sequels. And both of us have different sides on this opinion, so we will be doing a free-form debate style through this whole thing. And go follow us on Twitter at @talk_cantina. To participate in our poll of which one's better, sequels or prequels, and we will announce the winner as chosen by our listeners on our next podcast. All right, Aiden, you ready to start this off?
I'm ready, Josh.
All right, so I think the prequels are a better film trilogy than the sequels, and I know Aiden disagrees strongly with that opinion, and I used to agree with Aiden, but now I don't think I can anymore.
I don't understand how you've changed so much just after one movie that you walked out of loving. Like, it's kind of mind-boggling. How you've changed to the dark side, Joshua.
Because I watched the movie. I watched it the first time. I really liked it because I've been waiting for that movie since The Force Awakens came out. And then I saw it again and I thought it was okay. I realized some of the issues with it. And then I got to thinking about it. And I realize that it's not that good. And then to really drive the force back, I saw it a third time. And I really realized that it really screwed up a lot. And so here's why I like the prequels more. One, they have a way better overarching story throughout all three movies.
I will give you that the story of the prequels, without the movies, the actual story that was written out and told, the movies told it bad, but the story, if it was told
correctly, it was not executed well, yes.
If it was told correctly, that would be better than the original trilogy story, in my opinion.
Yes, I would agree.
But it wasn't executed correctly.
It was not executed very well. But
which is why I think the sequel trilogy is superior to the prequel trilogy, though I like both trilogies.
Here's my problem with the sequel. They had everything was good that the prequels didn't. They had, but they had they just had nothing to go on. They freeformed three movies separately and tried to make a cohesive story. That just didn't work out very well.
They had
excellent execution. They just didn't have a basis to go off of. They built a skyscraper on sand is basically what they did.
No, I completely disagree. I think that you're claiming that there's no cohesive story in
there really
the
isn't
trilogy.
Much of one.
Yes, there is.
I mean, there is a story between 1 through 9, 7 through 9. Yes, there is a cohesive story, but it's a very weak one at best.
It might be weak, but
it's
so much better.
It
the
is better.
The quality of the film is so much better. The dialogue is so much better. The action is
good,
but it's not as good as
it's not as the prequels has. I might say prequels is almost better action than the original trilogy. Maybe if it wasn't for the bad graphics, I would take it to the original trilogy. But I can't
that's
do.
What
I can't go
that's
that
what
far.
I'm saying.
It's like
the
okay,
sequels
so.
Will always hold up.
Sequels will always hold up, except for Snoke and Maz Kanata. They might not hold up so well. But the prequels, I really enjoy the prequels, and I'm measuring this not on how good the movies are, I'm measuring how much enjoyability I get out of watching them, and I would rather sit down and watch all three prequel movies back to back to back, as opposed to watching all three sequel movies back to back to back.
What?
And
no
I know.
Way.
Yes. And here's my pro and like so I don't like the prequel movies individually as much as I like the sequels, except for episode three. So I know, and
Yeah.
you were gonna bring that up, and I know
I
that
was.
I do not know, I can't remember. Do you like episode three better than nine? All right, so that's so, and that's like each individual movie is better than the prequel, and the sequels, each individual movie is better than the prequel movie, other than nine to three. All right, so I'll give you that. That, and I understand where you're coming from. But the whole trilogy as a whole is what I'm counting it as, and I'm taking the prequels every time. And maybe it's because like some things are just so bad that I like it. Like some things I
Well,
don't want to ch like some things are just like ingrained in my brain that I just don't ever want them to change, even though they're bad. Like the wooden dialogue, I don't really want that to change because I think that it's amazing and it's, I mean, I know it's horrible. Like it's horror, it's so bad it's good, in my opinion. That's how I
so
feel about some.
it's the Roadhouse of the Star Wars universe.
Yes. And it's just so bad that I love it. It's like the Spider-Man 3 of like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. I think I brought this up before. It's like the third movie. It's so bad, but it might be my favorite of the Sam Raimi movies. I mean, I like
Well,
two better. So, like, two is the good one. Spider-Man 2 is the good one. The original trilogy is a good one. It's above all the rest. Spider-Man 1's good. Spider-Man 1 would be like the sequels. And then Spider-Man 3 is so bad. It's just like awful. It's got good elements, but it's like awful. That would be the prequels. And the prequel, and I prefer Spider-Man 3 to the original Spider-Man, just as I prefer the prequels to the sequels.
see, here's what I'll say about your movies, which ones are better. And so the way I look at it is that the prequel trilogy has two very weak movies and one really strong movie.
All right.
And the sequels have two really strong movies and one weaker movie. This the problem is with the sequels is that the weak movie happens to be the one that closes it out. And in the prequels, the strong movie happens to be the one that closes it out, which I think
I guess
definitely
that might
puts
influence
that's,
opinion. Yeah,
yes, I
I
think
can
that
see
that's what
that.
influences your opinion is that the story of the prequels, no matter how bad the first two acts are, you always have that third act to look forward to. Whereas the sequels, the first two acts are, in my opinion, really good. Even though I do have episode three ranked above episode seven just slightly, those flip-flop all the time.
All
But
right.
the first two acts in the sequels are magnificent in my opinion. Whereas the third act, and I'm gonna have to, we'll probably have this discussion at some point in the future. And I have to wait until Monday when Rise of Skywalker comes out on
Disney
Disney Plus
Plus.
to watch it again for the third time, and then I'll get to my opinions will change after that again, but so far that the Rise of Skywalker is the weakest part of the sequel trilogy, and I think that if it was a stronger movie, if it closed out and gave you more satisfaction, the prequels would be so much better, or the sequels would be so much better in everyone's eyes than the prequels, no matter what happened in the first two movies.
All right, so here's what I'm gonna say about that. So I get like where you're coming from, how close is good, you're gonna feel good. Like that's just how it works with most movies. If it ends good, you're gonna like them. So,
Yeah,
but here's
like
but that
imagine.
but you have to but you kind of have to do that. Like if you can't close it good, if you can't take all these pieces and connect them in a satisfying way, then that's not very good. And I don't think that episode 9 does that. So it just so episode
I think
9
it does
takes
it.
so
It does
like
it
if it
in
were
a.
just 7 and 8, if it was just 7 and 8 versus 1, 2, 3, this would be no contest. The sequels are better because those two movies have a cohesive story with good acting, good action, and they're just great movies. But once you add
Episode
the
nine
ninth movie in,
connects.
when it does connect, I'm not saying
It connects.
it's not like a
It
star, it's not
connects
like an
just as
anthology film.
much. It connects more than episode one connects to episode two.
I would disagree.
You, why? How?
Because at literally one, there's... so episode one to episode two is just telling the story of Anakin. That's what it is.
That's what the whole
prequel is. And it's telling, and it's, but it's not like, so nothing's like at, like, I guess maybe you can take the Count Dooku to Emperor Palpatine route, like they just threw him in there. But they gave him one heck of a better backstory than they did to Palpatine just coming back in episode one.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying episode one leading into episode two. Episode one is a useless movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. All like, right. Episode 9 still connects movies, or connects the two previous movies. Maybe well, it's not the strongest connection, but it like, still connects. Episode I mean, 1 literally has nothing to do with episode 2, aside from, boy, Anakin grew up. It's been 16 years. Well,
it's been,
yeah,
it's been 16-odd years.
That's what I mean. What they should have done in the prequels is they should have just done the 15-minute young Anakin like they did in Rogue One.
Yeah, but then you miss, like, I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
What do
you miss a whole...
You miss a Darth Maul scene.
Which, okay, Darth Maul, like, so, like, if you just, so right now, if you just remove that, no one's gonna know who the heck Darth Maul is in any of the extended shows and movies. I'm just gonna be like, who the heck is this really cool-looking guy that just came out of nowhere with spider legs in the Clone Wars? Okay, so, like, and it sets up, plus... Okay, you can go.
All right, well, that's just a bad argument, because they definitely would have done things different, because then you think...
I get probably that, would but...
have, the Star Wars The Clone Wars TV show probably wouldn't have happened, because they would have had Episode 2 actually be The Clone Wars, where Anakin and Obi-Wan are...
Yes, I would have preferred that. I think we've talked about this before. I wish that's what happened, but it's not, and yes. You have to take it... You can't be like just wish like I can't wish the I can't wish that episode 9 was better and that it connected pieces better. Or that it was more of a cohesive story. It was all more of a cohesive story. I can't wish that and then use that as my argument. That's my problem with what you're doing with this prequels.
No. All I'm trying to say is the episode 9 connects 7 and 8. More than episode 1 connects to episode 2. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but 2... Okay, what about 3 to 1 and 2? Because that is the common...
3 still has nothing to do with 1. The prequel trilogy is like a prequel duo with a third movie that has Darth Maul in it.
So if you get rid of the first one... You miss things, and I know this is going to make people mad because no one likes him. It's going to miss Jar Jar Binks. And missing Jar Jar misses
congratulations.
Him. Dude, it's missing him giving emergency power to the Chancellor, which in itself basically puts the entire Emperor, just sets it up right there. If you don't have that, if you don't have just his introduction, you won't know who he is and
you
why you have...
still have that.
Yeah, but it won't. So the whole point is that no one likes Jar Jar. And now we just put the most evil man in the galaxy. He just gave him emergency power. That's the point of this.
That. He's still introduced in the beginning of episode 2.
I get that. But it just, like, you don't understand, like so nobody likes him.
The same thing with Maz Kanata being introduced in the beginning or the middle-ish part of episode 7. You don't know who the heck she is.
You don't know who she is, but
she still helps out the resistance.
Yeah, but that's a difference. So I personally believe there's a meaning behind why they had Jar Jar be the one who gave Emperor Palpatine emergency power. And it is okay. because everyone hated him. Everyone hated him after episode 1. That's why they cut down his appearance in movies. But that's how Lucas used Jar Jar, and he said, well, if you're going to hate this guy, you're going to actually hate him when he's the one giving Palpatine emergency powers. If you're going to hate him, then I'm going to make you hate him. And so, that's why I like that he's the one who gave Emperor Palpatine emergency powers. because Lucas knew we hated.
Helps your argument.
Because you're saying, because I'm saying, like, you can't, because you can't get rid of things like that. Because if you didn't get rid of them, you're just like, oh, this random person just gave emergency powers to Palpatine.
They introduce him in, they still have backstory in the beginning of episode 2 when Anakin and Obi-Wan go to protect Padme.
Backstory for, he says,
Jar Jar and Padme and Anakin. They're like, we haven't seen you in,
yeah, we haven't seen you in, yeah, that's the extent of the backstory. As the
you need a whole movie where Jar Jar Binks is going and putting things in pod.
No, but I like it. But so here's the thing: what I like about it is that you get that is you get that part of the movie, and you get why everyone hates him. You get you understand.
I don't really think you need a whole 2.5 hour movie to see people hate Jar Jar.
It's not. It's not like it's a bad movie. I guess
none of these.
So it's not like you're sitting through this and it's just horrible. It's not like it's not like a pain that you have to sit through and watch one so you understand. So you can understand just small pieces of 2 and 3. I think it's worth watching it to know to see the pieces.
So okay, then let me ask you this. What do you think is more worth watching? The first movie in the prequel trilogy or the last movie in the sequel trilogy?
I would rather watch the last movie in the sequel trilogy.
Exactly, because it connects more.
No, that's not why, because it's just a better movie. The reason I would rather watch episode 9 is because I would rather watch good acting, and I would rather watch the good acting and the good execution. And that's why I would rather watch it. Not because it connects to the greater good more.
So, no, what I'm saying
if
is
I,
if one
that's
of them
what,
didn't exist, like if episode 8 just ended the Skywalker saga, or episode 2 started the Skywalker
I would
saga.
So would I rather take, would I rather get rid of 1, or would I rather get rid of 9?
Yes.
Is basically the question you're asking. I think I'm going to have to get rid of 9.
The franchise...
Because I loved 7 and 8, and then 9 really just kicked him in the teeth. I know you can't really end it on that, and I get that.
You can't.
I get that, but what would I rather?
Episode 1 is the most useless movie in the
Skywalker
saga.
It is useless, but I would prefer to have that in the prequels than ruin the sequel trilogy like episode 9 did.
Episode 9 did not ruin the sequel trilogy. It made it worse, but it didn't ruin
it. I guess, yeah, but it put it, in my opinion, it put it below the prequel trilogy. And that's pretty low.
Episode 1 literally has nothing to do. That's like saying if there was like a prequel Indiana Jones movie where like they had young Harrison Ford and he was like, doing things, and it was an okay movie. You would rather take Crystal Skull over that Indiana Jones movie of the prequel. Like,
yes, I would rather get rid of Crystal Skull than that Indiana Jones movie. Yes.
No, it'd be like you keeping episode 1 would be like keeping Crystal Skull. It literally has nothing to do with the rest of the
film. I thought you just... What? Time out. You just said the hypothetical they make a young Harrison Ford. He's young, and he's young Indiana Jones doing stuff like at the beginning of Last Crusade. Like in show
yes,
at the beginning.
But it connects to the original 3 Indiana Jones movies.
Well, it's not like so this doesn't... Like, this episode 1 connects just as much as episode 9 connects. Because
no, it does not.
Yes, it does. Where does Palpatine come from? The main villain. He's just. They give some small explanation that he's just some that they cloned him. That's basically the explanation they give. How the heck do they make a billion Star Destroyers that could destroy planets? Well, they're Sith. That's the explanation they give. I don't even think they gave an explanation.
He's been locked up on an unfindable planet for. Since episode 6.
Yeah, that doesn't give him enough time.
That's 30 years or whatever. 40 years that he's been locked building an army.
I do not think that he has been building it for that long.
Then how, if we're going to go you can't build an army that quick. How the heck did the Jedi not know that the clones were being made under their name? Those were just miraculously built up. It was all part of Palpatine's plan. Same thing in Episode 9. He had a contingency plan of when...
Yeah, but they I'm telling you now, they threw Emperor Palpatine in there because they killed off Snoke and JJ didn't know what the heck to do. So he's like, all right, we're going back to good old faithful. Yeah, but it's a weak connection.
There was
like you
no
could see, you could see between what you could see what Palpatine is doing from 1 to 3, and how he's slowly trying to turn. He's trying to get Anakin into the Jedi. He's trying to get Anakin to be a Jedi. He's just watching him, and then in 2, he's trying to turn him evil, just slightly evil. And then once it gets to 3, it's all coming together because now Anakin has got hope. He tells Anakin, okay, go. I give you my blessing to be on the Jedi Council, which he doesn't have any power, but Anakin believes him. And so Anakin goes up, asks to be on the Jedi Council. They say, you will not be granted the rank of master, but you can be on the council. And that is what kicks Anakin in the teeth. And that's when Palpatine has him. He has him by the throat at that moment on for the rest of the movie. Because now he knows he can save Padme. He has all this in place. He just turned the Chosen One into his apprentice. And that whole thing just spreads across 3 movies. And that's what I like. As opposed to, we have Snoke and Kylo, which is good. Snoke's like the hidden master. And Kylo's out there doing all the dirty work. I love that. And then you get to 8. And it's still like that, except you see more Snoke. And then Snoke gets killed off. All right, so Kylo's now going to try and take down Rey. And then we get to 9, and all of a sudden Palpatine's back. With not enough explanation to go behind it. And there's no hints to it during the first 2 movies.
Okay, well, 1. If we're going to go with the no explanation of the villain, who the heck is... Count Dooku, like,
turns
maybe shows up in episode 2.
Yeah, but at least they give him more of an explanation for not even the main villain of the 3. Just the main villain of that movie.
We know how Palpatine got back.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, we know how Palpatine got back, but that's one broad explanation. Because we see him blow up in an elevator, that shaft. And then all of a sudden, and then we go, I get he's a clone, but... Why does he still look like a zombie? Why does he still look like a zombie? That it looks like they just pulled him from the elevator shaft. And that's what I thought the first time until they said it was a clone. I was like, oh, that's a clone. I thought it was the original. They just pulled it from the grave.
No,
and then...
He had a contingency plan where he needed... Or where he... If he died, they... Could, like, transport... Or he could, like, transport himself into, like, a new... clone body.
All right, I don't remember any explanation of. I hardly remember an explanation of that in the movie.
Well, it's not in the movie. It's come out.
Well, if it ain't in the movie, then what the heck?
Okay.
Exactly. That's exactly like yeah. I mean, Count Dooku. At least in the movie, they talk about he's a turned Jedi. He can't do that. He's serving a new master of the Sith. He can't be the one who conducted that attack. He's a turned Jedi. It's against his ways, which is stupid. I will agree. Because if he's a turned Jedi, if he's not a Jedi anymore, then clearly you don't believe in the values. That's just Mace Windu being an idiot. But at least they like it's, and he's not the big bad of all 3 movies. Like Emperor Palpatine's a big bad of the prequel, and then the sequel, and then the original. And then no one expected him to be the big bad of the sequel. But all of a sudden he was when it came to the last movie. Which I did not like. I wish they did something better with their villain than having to use Emperor Palpatine's zombie corpse again.
I think, still, going back to episode 9 has more to do with the rest of the entire saga than episode 1 has to do with the rest of the entire saga.
Oh, I will.
Because at least in episode 7 and 8, you have things that build up to take place in episode 9. Episode 1 sets up
Anakin being the chosen one. Because that's the whole reason they trained him, because he was the chosen one and he was...
Okay, but you could still... Like, you don't need that information.
It helps. It makes his turn a heck of a lot... It makes his turn all heck of a lot more powerful. When you realize he was the one who was supposed to bring balance back to the Force. And our whole idea is that the Force is the light side, which we'll talk about that another day, about what we think the Force. But it doesn't have that. No, but you don't see...
Sure it does. They have a whole... Obi-Wan, Yoda, and Mace Windu have a whole conversation about it in a gunship in episode 3, right before Anakin turns evil.
I get that. But that doesn't compare to knowing that he was trained far later than all the other children. He was gifted. Because it adds something. It adds some substance behind... It adds substance behind his turn. He was the exception.
The only thing that episode 1 slightly maybe has anything to do with the rest of the saga.
It has everything. It's not like
setting up this Jar Jar Binks giving emergency powers, which it doesn't even need to do. Like,
you're right. I'm not saying that all of this is necessary. But I'm saying it gives some substance behind.
I'm saying is that episode 1 is not necessary, whereas episode 9 is necessary. Maybe episode 9 didn't connect everything everyone wanted it to connect, and it's not a perfect
ending. It's not that it didn't connect it. It's that it poorly connected it.
Okay, but it still connected it, whereas episode 1...
Episode 1 is still connected. It just has stuff. It just has... The problem is that it's not important connections. Give me a second. I'll do something. Alright, where are we at?
So, what I'm trying to say here is that episode 9 connects everything way more than episode 1. The fact that you still have the main characters who are played by the same actors coming off of the two previous movies, they still all connect. And in fact, episode 9, I think... increases most of their stories. It gives a little background to Poe. It gives more background to Rey, for sure. Kylo gets to meet with Han again and kind of kills Leia, but like is saved by Leia at the same time. I think that episode 9 overall connects way more than what episode 1 has to do with the rest of the prequels.
All right. I get where you're coming from, and I understand... I understand what you're saying, and I still disagree. I prefer the prequels to the sequels, and I understand like one doesn't really have much to do with the rest. It is almost a useless movie in the greater scheme of things. But it's good to have. I think it's good to have that substance behind some of these characters. Like Anakin, he was a farm boy and he loved his mother. He didn't want to leave her. And that makes him...
He wasn't a farm boy. He was a slave.
Or a slave, whatever. Luke was a farm boy. So, and then he loved his mother. And then that scene in 2 where he kills the Tusken Raiders. I like that. You don't need it. You don't need that to be able to watch that scene and still understand what's happening. But it's good to have that substance behind it. It makes it drives home the point. And that's what I like about it. It drives home, it gives substance. It's not necessary. It's just added details. But it makes some of the bigger things feel better.
But it doesn't add as much as episode 9 adds to the sequel trilogy.
I get that. And episode 9 adds some stuff to the sequel trilogy. But then 2 and 3 I believe that so episode 9 does not add as much as 3 does to 1 and 2. The culmination of the prequel trilogy story, I think the ending and culmination is far superior to that of the ending of the prequel trilogy. The whole big third act of episode 3 brings everything together more than that of episode 9 that does it to 7 and 8.
I will agree.
All right.
Then again, the sequel trilogy has 3 episodes that connect, whereas the prequel trilogy has 2 and a third episodes that connect. And I'll give you the third of episode 1 that gives some backstory to later scenes that could have meaning in the prequel trilogy. What I'm trying to say is that while the story of the prequels, if executed correctly, is far, far and away better than the story of the sequel trilogy, the sequel trilogy executed their story better than the prequel trilogy did, and they are more enjoyable movies to watch. So I think the sequel trilogy is a better trilogy than the prequel trilogy.
I believe that with the overarching story from 1 to 3 being far superior to that of 7 to 9, with the added bonus of having better action sequences and giving rise to Anakin's rise in his rise, his then fall, his rise to evil, and then his rise, his then fall to the dark side, and then his rise again to salvation when he supposedly kills the Emperor. That is added in, that is what you have already said is the best character arc. And that is started with, like, Darth Vader is not much of a character. As awesome as he is, as much as I love him, his actual character is evil. That's his attribute. But the Anakin Skywalker, the Anakin to Vader back to Anakin, is what you said is the best character arc. I will say it's Luke, but Anakin comes in a strong second. And I think that is worth the prequels. Not even including the better action or the better story in general.
Well, if we're going character arcs, I mean, Kylo Ren is top 3 in all of Star Wars.
Kylo Ren is top 3, but Anakin is Anakin's better than Kylo. Anakin's character arc is better than Kylo.
But Kylo has to do with the original trilogy characters that I like and enjoy more than the prequel trilogy characters.
Which so, I like, again, ironically. They're not the best movie characters of all time. I will agree. Anakin is not one of the best movie characters of all time, in my opinion. His acting is horrible, no matter who played him. But it's ironically just amazing. Because you understand where Lucas was going with this. He just can't write anything.
Alright, well, let's close it up here.
Alright.
So, I think that the sequel trilogy is better due to the more cohesive story and better made films. And I think that the characters in the... connect is not the right word, but I enjoy the characters, I say, more as a group in the sequel trilogy than I do in the prequels.
So I will have to say, I like the prequels more for the fact as a movie, as just individual movies, they're not as good. As a cohesive 3-movie trilogy, they are better. Their story is better. And their action is better, which are two of the most important things in Star Wars. In my opinion, I believe that Star Wars is a story driven saga. And the story being better and the action being better, I think, gives it the edge over the sequel trilogy.
Well, everybody, go vote on the Twitter poll once this comes out. It should be up on the Cantina Talk Twitter page. Go vote. Tell us what you think is better, sequels or prequels. And everybody have a great day. See you guys.